This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. I'm
Tom Petty there to kick off the show. Such sad news about him, but I have some very, very, very exciting news. I'm joined by the beautiful, the wonderful Laura Dockrell is here. How are you?
I'm really well. I've just arrived. I've got Halloween chocolate, flapjacks. I'm really great. And I'm happy to see you because you know I do have a girl crush on you.
Yeah, we're going out in sort of in the realm of FUBAR Radio. We're boyfriend and girlfriend. That's happening. I'm afraid. Okay. I wanted to kick off the show with a bit of Tom Petty because of the sad news this week. But that's my favourite Tom Petty song. Do you have a favourite, or is that... Because that's kind of the only one that I really connected to as a kid.
I actually think that that... But that song, you can't help but not enjoy it.
Free for...
What a good message.
Proper rock star
sometimes
as well,
sometimes he looks like Eddie Redmayne, I think. Like,
yeah.
His face is coming out of the screen.
Expressive.
Yeah, well, it's so sad. It's too young. Like,
too young.
He's been absolutely robbed. It's really sad. So.
But huge thank you to him for all that he did for the music industry.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely jubbly.
Mm-hmm.
And fantastic music. I think it's always lovely to celebrate the lives of people who've touched so many.
But I actually think with Tom Petty, he was one of those people that actually people were celebrating really well when he was alive. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing worse than when an artist leaves the planet and then everyone goes, oh, they were my favourite. I actually felt like everyone had a really lovely, generous, like, reaction to him. It was always really positive and warm. So I feel like he really knew that he was loved.
100%. 100%.
So it's just nice to know, isn't it?
I'd love to have that for myself, you know. Not in a weird way, but I don't want to leave.
You want to be known that you want to know you're loved.
Not a twat. Like, I want to go out knowing that I'm not a twat.
Well, it's just with Instagram, isn't it? It's like when someone goes and then you sort of see everybody, like,
yes,
you kind of
bandwagon.
Pretending that, and it's really sad. But I feel with this, you know, I do. Everyone respected him and still does respect him. So I like to know is what exactly we say that, you know, he was
well loved.
Well loved.
So I thought we'd do a little tribute to him at the beginning of the show. Tell me all of your news. I've missed you.
I've missed you.
It's been like 4 months.
I've had another book out since I last saw you.
You busy nutter.
Called My Mum's Growing Down, which is a poetry book all about my mum, which has been really amazing doing poetry again, because that is actually, you are my new boyfriend, but poetry is my original boyfriend, like my...
Okay, I'll be your the person that you're cheating on your boyfriend with.
That's fine.
What do they call that?
An affair?
Yeah, but what do they call the person?
Like a mistress, but what's the...
I'm a mistress, but a mastress. And poetry is a cuckold.
Okay. All right, so that's that. So,
Claire, we've got that sorted.
And Edinburgh Book Festival, which is so great. And doing poetry for children is just amazing because they just love and understand rhythm and poems so much more. It's like when you see kids respond to poems, it's just the best feeling in the world. So, been doing lots of that and then working on new stuff. I've just feel really happy and I love this weather crunching, bunching around in my new Dr. Martens, which I'm wearing in now.
Oof.
I know. Oh, God.
Love that.
I sometimes see them from across the room and they send chills down my spine.
Yeah, boy.
The pain they're about to cause me.
But also, it's that thing of like, I've spent a lot of money on you. Like, I'm going to make sure you fit well. Do you know what I mean? They're not a cheap shoe.
Absolutely not.
So you need to wear them in and keep pushing through, hun.
And when I see someone wearing them, because they're the kind of shoe when you put on yourself you think these are bofty, these are very ugly
bofty.
Frumpy bofty old things.
I
very
like
dumpy
bofty.
Very dumpy, very bofty. How am I going to pull these off? But then when you see someone walking around you think you look cool, and you have to trust that you look as cool as someone does in them, you know, like
you always look cool.
No,
stop.
You see, and so now what I'm doing is I'm doing it and I actually feel proud. It's like an achievement every day. If the whole rest of the day goes badly, if I've worn my Dr. Martens, I'm proud of myself.
This is what we call positive thinking, guys. Anything can be going on in your life, yeah? But if you've got a pair of Dr. Martens, you wear them for the whole
day,
you're done. I kind of feel like that when I wear heels, because I've got flat feet.
So do I.
Oh my God, I am in love with you.
No.
Okay. Stop, because not
guess
that many
I found
people
out,
have...
No, you're not going to like this.
Oh.
I found out I had flat feet because one of my friend's mum, when I was in primary school, shouts out in front of everyone, did you know you have flat feet? And it was this new thing that she's... That's how I found out I had flat feet. And then it became my thing. I thought, I have to own this. I've got to own it, basically.
I found out... Well, I didn't... I've got two weird stories about flat feet.
Okay.
Number one's quite dark.
All right.
Ready?
Go on.
So I went to a psychic. Dad passed away when I was a lot younger, but
okay.
It's fine. He was amazing and we don't need to be like sad about it because he was fantastic. But went to this psychic and she was like, I'm talking to your dad. And I was like, no, thank you. Stop that right now. Then she was like, what's wrong with all of your family's feet? And I, at the time, I had insoles in because I wear insoles to so no one knows I've got flat feet,
but
right?
Why so bitchy? What's wrong?
Why is my dad such a bitch, for one? But he was like, he's trying to tell me that there's something wrong with all of your feet. And I was like, I literally was like, no, I don't know whether to cry or call him a dick. So I did both.
But that...
Is that not the weirdest thing you've ever heard?
To know that, I mean, the thing is, I'm always...
He's the reason I got flat feet, man. And then the other thing is my girlfriend said when we first got together, she was like, your feet are stupid.
Your feet are stupid?
Yeah, because she thought she had perfect feet. I've soon taught her otherwise.
I love bringing people down when they think they've got that perfect thing. You know, when they think that.
Also, when it's feet.
It's like that. My mum always says it. She's like, I have got perfect feet. Like, but my mum can peel a banana with her feet.
Sorry?
So I'm thinking I can probably do that. I can do some things. I can really clutch. I can get a great clutch. Like, if I.
Like, because monkeys can.
Oh, I can get a great clutch. Really, I can.
So you could carry a clutch with your foot. Clutch back.
Yeah, I think if I built the strength on that, yeah, I think the Dr. Martens are helping me, like, definitely with the strength. So it's about building that, getting robust, keeping, maintaining the strength. And I will be, next time you see me, I'll be doing all those buttons with my feet.
And I will be deeply terrified.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, who'd have thunk it? Two girls in a room doing a radio show, both with flat feet, both very dexterous
it's
with said feet.
It's kind of void they've left us. Like, why is no one telling us off and telling us
to shut up? No, yeah, they're all lolling in there.
They just let you do your own thing. I mean, she's got yellow eyeshadow on. She don't care.
She loves it.
She's
probably got flat feet as well. Girls, have you got flat feet in there? No, neither of them. No, they're actually looking quite disgusting.
She really did care. She was like, absolutely not.
Absolutely, get away.
No.
Right, this next song we're going to play is your choice.
Oh, go on.
A little bit of Sigrid.
Sigrid is the ultimate pop star. She has scarves on with her own song titles on a scarf. She wears clothes. Thank God for that. She's so cute.
She wears clothes.
She's so cute.
She's a sweet angel.
And have you seen her pictures on Instagram? She'll put like a picture of her next to a mountain. Her eyes will be closed. It's not even a good shot. I friggin' love Sigrid.
She's very much like no frills because she's like the personification of that phrase, IDGAF. I don't give a fuck. I'd gaff. I always
when
see that
and
I'm like...
it was quite threatening, but...
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
No, but she's not like that. She's more like, I don't give a fuck.
But in a positive way. And I feel like actually it's... she's someone that
good
I really
model.
Trust completely. Going into the music industry, I think she knows what's going on and I feel like you can't put wool over her eyes, but she's like, also I'm not going to be, you know, your music industry is not going to threaten me or change me in any way. I'm not going to be sort of tainted by it. I'm going to just celebrate life. She seems like such a raw, pure energy and I just love everything she's about. What are you going to play?
Have you seen her plot twist?
Ugh,
have you seen her play live?
Oh no, only on Jules Holland.
Oh,
have you seen it?
Oh my God. She is amazing. I saw her at Vivo.
She likes a low crouch. It's kind of like an ultimate, it's like a slut drop, but no.
Oh yeah, but it's, but the funny thing is like, she's quite, as you say, she's quite in demeanor when you first see her. Cause she's like, she dresses kind of like very chill, but like cool sweaters
layers.
And like layers and stuff. And then she starts singing like, a lot of her songs are like FU songs.
Yeah.
And like, I can't think what it's called. The one that is literally an FU song. And she
Don't
sings
Kill My Vibe.
It. Yes.
Amazing.
And she sang it with such attitude. It was like, I believe every single word that you're saying.
But that's such a, like, okay, it's important to have FU songs in the in music. But I think what's so great about her FU song is that it's just like, I'm doing my own thing. Don't infect me with your rubbish. It's still celebratory and it's not mean. It's not a revenge song, like, I'm going to get you back
no,
kind of thing.
It's just not
like,
Taylor Swift.
Don't stay, yeah. She's dead.
It's just She's
stay.
Dead.
It's just stay away from me, which I think is such a better, nicer, positive image for young people. Is to say, you know, I'm not going to get involved in your rubbish. Which is, she's just
bad. New gen of artists writing their own songs, doing great stuff. There's a lot of these girls out there right now.
I know,
teaching us how to be great songwriters. I don't know, they're not teaching me that, but they're teaching
but
me how to be a fat
also
human.
Like, she speaks like, oh, and her lyrics are very, very beautiful. She's a
and the melodies
girl.
And everything. It's I love Plot Twist. It's one of my favorite songs on the EP that she put out, so let's play it, shall
please,
we
please. I'd love to.
I saw you were someone to trust. Get tough, grow up, be straight up. No, you've been showing me. You're the best lie I've ever heard. Or you're the best lie I've never heard.
Tick tock, tick tock, we're overdue. But if you're gonna crack my heart, do it in two. Give me a show, oh, oh, oh. Still let you know, oh, oh, oh. From me, you're getting pushed out of my priority.
Dockrill in the studio with me.
Hello.
Co-host extraordinaire, picking a very good song there, Sigrid. Plot
love
twist.
Her, love her.
Sass queen. She's a sass queen. So in this part of the show, babe, we are going to do some music news and reviews, which is where we go through the things that have been happening in music.
Wait, am I meant to be reading all this information?
No, I'm going to tell you about it, and we're going to talk about it. That's your music news and reviews.
Marvellous.
So up first, we're going to chat. Do you like Stormzy? Are you a Stormzy fan?
Absolutely love Stormzy.
Oh, so do I.
I saw him live at Brixton. He was absolutely amazing. And his mum was standing next to me and dropped her phone. We were on the balcony, her phone from the top balcony into the audience. About 40 of his friends just literally all ran down and found that phone. They were like an army. It was amazing. And they treat her like she's the queen. And she just sat on the top balcony, just like so chill. And they all retrieved it. And everyone down below, like, just, it was like amazing team spirit. And he just carried on playing, and I was like, this is incredible. It's such a family spirit. Like, his support is just everything he has, he deserves. He's the most hardworking, genuine guy. I love his work.
That gave me goosebumps, that story.
The phone.
Because it's one of those things that, no, but you know, and it's like, because you know when you have your mum and like your friends, like, who get on really well with your mum or your
Absolutely.
Dad or whatever, and they will, if anyone says anything about them or it's rude, or like, I remember I had someone come to my birthday party once who was really rude to my mum and everyone just turned on them.
You don't be rude to someone's
mum. No, never. And so that element of all these like young boys being
completely.
Like, I need to get this phone.
She was just filming and then it just went doop. And then it was like everyone, and even everyone down in the pit was like, you know, trying to hand it back. It was a really amazing.
But also, she's a mum, so she probably doesn't even care about
her. She was chill. She's like, it's a phone. I'm watching my son. Like, it was great. It was so amazing. Yeah, I love him. He's brilliant.
Oh, I love him too. To the point which I actually got told I had to stop talking about him, because I was talking about him so much on the show. It was like the Stormzy show.
The Stormzy show.
Yeah, I was like,
reel that right back.
My producers were like, Abby and Nat were like, listen.
Back up.
We love Stormzy, but we need to talk about other people as well. And I was like, yeah, that is fair enough. Also, he retweeted me twice in the last 2 weeks, so I'm living on cloud nine.
It's so funny when one person that you a bit like does one tiny... Do you know Laura Callahan, the artist?
Yeah.
Like, she did a love heart next to one of my things. I was like, we're getting those necklaces, you know, the buster front with the crack heart. That's happening right now.
We should get one
Sleep
of those.
Yeah. Well, the eyes, okay.
All of them.
Oh, right, okay.
No, all of them. I think we
Definitely.
Should do that. I want, you mean like the heart thing?
Yeah, buster front de. It has to be split.
Okay, I'm getting that. I'll go and buy it tomorrow. Okay, so perfect. Stormzy dropped a freestyle this week at 4 p.m. in London.
Okay.
It's really, really good. I think we're going to play it a little bit later, or we'll play it after this. So basically, it's a take on 4 p.m. in Calabasas, which is Drake's track. So he took the beat from Drake's track and is kind of... So everyone's sort of saying, does this mean he's going to do a collaboration with Drake?
Wow, and what do you want me to say about that? Well, I'll eat one of these eyeballs.
Well, I'm just thinking... eyeballs. Because it's one of those things that obviously Drake's a big, big fan of UK grime, isn't he? So
big time. I think that could really work. I think what I love about both of their flows, they're both pretty chilled. They're chilled rappers, so I think it would work really smooth. It would not be... It'd be a nice thing.
You need to watch the video, because in the video, it made me fall in love with Stormzy even more, because he's so swag. Like, he's completely like... It's just him wearing all black on a black background, just literally hitting the bars and just smashing it. And it's like,
even
it gave
at his
me
show,
goosebumps.
There was no frills. Like, his the floor is like a really shiny kind of patent black, almost like silk.
Yeah.
Just meaning that he actually really can dance, like, and move. And it's almost, he's kind
and he's
of...
he's big. He's
yeah,
six
he
foot.
Is very, and it makes the show, his the way he carries himself. I found it was almost like a dance piece. I found it really mesmerizing. He's the way he carries himself very beautiful. I was thinking this is more than just a rap show. It's kind of theatrical.
Yeah,
it's got theatre to it. Really, really.
That's
great.
That's because you're clever and you think things about things. You are though. Yeah, you're like things. You see things and
he got kids on. My God.
Oh,
I didn't
my.
Say my God like that. He got children.
My
like
God.
He got kids on. My God. I was thinking this is late to be you know rolling around, but these kids. Come on, and they like do a little dance routine with him.
Stop.
Little children. He's so clever.
Oh my God.
No.
That is too sweet. I saw him actually at the I did the Mercury red carpet.
I saw.
Which was like the best night of my life.
I can't believe they let you out there. Being
I know.
Wild.
I know. Every person I spoke to was like,
what the hell? Hold on.
Who's let her do? Put her back in the box.
Back up.
Yeah, no, seriously, I don't know how I was let out. But it's funny when I do interviews and like Steph, who I spoke to, we're going to be hearing from today, said to me, we should go out because you seem like the other kind of person that gets drunk really quickly.
Yeah, 100% that's you. Definitely.
Yeah, 100%. I like that I give that off to in a really professional manner to people that I'm interviewing. Yeah, you look like a lightweight, so let's go out.
Yeah.
Because you'll be a cheap day.
Exactly. Yeah.
But when I saw Stormzy, I've seen him twice. I stood on the side of stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Amazing.
And this was way before it was just as he was about to like drop big, like become hugely commercially successful. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is unbelievably talented. Like, it was unreal. And exactly the same, very slick, like laid back set. And then for the Mercurys, he did... Oh, it was breathtaking. You know, the album cover is a replication of Jesus.
The Last Supper.
That's the one. He did that. So he replicated it on stage with people. So he had all of his band were in balaclavas. He had dancers.
Genius.
He had someone smoking
that's
a split.
What I'm saying. It was theatrical. He thinks about all of that, the visuals of it. And he also proves that you can make amazing art with no money, which I think is a great message for everybody who's thinking, how do I get started in whatever form you're working in? He's just doing it all himself and celebrating that. And I just think it's a great time to be thinking for how ways we can do this at home. So many of his videos he's done on his own. You don't need a lot of money to set up a cool image like that. You know, he's so influential. It's brilliant.
His first videos, which were the ones that were like proper, like camcorder.
Him and his mum.
Oh my gosh. That is like the best video I think I've ever seen, because she's amazing in it. Like amazing. And the bit where he has, is it that one that... there's a bit where there's a car in the way. So there's just a thing that comes up and it's like, this car wouldn't move. So
this
bit's a bit
exactly.
weird.
That's lovely.
Nah, and so you need to check it out because...
Okay, I will.
He hits up J-Hus, who I chatted to at the Mercurys, because you know J-Hus, in his song, he says he likes Fanta with no ice, but he says no heist.
No heist.
Yeah, and in this Stormzy freestyle, he tips his little bro and says no heist.
No heist.
They're cool because they're all
like
mates.
I don't like heist either. I don't
Do
like
you
heist.
Not?
No, I like heist, I love but not heist. I'm trying to make out like I know what heist is.
Oh, right.
Sorry.
Right.
No heist for me.
No. No, thank you very much.
Not no heist.
No heist. I actually asked him why no heist.
What
he just
he
said
say?
I don't like it. He said it dilutes the flavour of the Fanta. And I said, that's correct. I'd never thought of that.
I absolutely... Well, why don't you just get Fanta, fill it into an ice tray and freeze it?
Okay, Laura Dockrill.
Thank you very much.
Wasn't asking you to be a genius, but here you are spreading the word. I'll tell J-Hus the next time I see him. But fingers crossed we're going to see a Stormzy-Drake collab. Also, fingers crossed, more Stormzy at all times.
I'm definitely with that.
Beyonce, you fan of Beyonce?
Of course, I love Beyonce.
Good girl. She jumped on a track, Mi Gente, which we're going to be playing later as well, which is a banger. You'll have heard it. It's an instrumentally sort of track with some words. It was Spanish. And she's jumped on it to raise money, actually, for the hurricane relief and all of the situations in Puerto Rico and to get money into those. But also, she got Blue Ivy on it. You know her daughter?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But only a little bit. And she didn't say anything about it. She, in this bit, she goes, Azul. I was going to sing it, then I've changed my mind.
Okay.
As she says, Azul, are you with me? Which is Blue, are you with me?
Oh.
And then she goes, yeah, I'm with you. And I was like, oh my God.
All anyone wants is to say to their daughter, are you with me? And their daughter say, yeah, I'm with you.
This is a drop we use on the show as well.
Good jobby.
That's Blue Ivy.
That's too cute.
Saying good job beat on one of her songs from the album before Lemonade.
Four.
Beyonce.
Okay.
No, what was the one before, in between Four and Lemonade?
Mm.
It's like my favourite one.
Beyonce.
It is called Beyonce. Beyonce.
The black and pink one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, this is the best one. Gwen Stefani.
Love Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, okay. Love Gwen Stefani.
Oh no.
Gwen Stefani has come out with a Christmas album. In,
I'm going to say woohoo.
An early woohoo in early October. So let's hold your woohoos. Let me just play you little clips.
Them.
So up first we've got Eartha Kitt cover of Santa Baby.
Santa Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Is that actually Eartha Kitt? You've given me Eartha Kitt's
version. I was going to say, she smashed it.
That's actually Eartha Kitt, not...
I was going to say, she's absolutely
so that's not the right version, but we'll find it in a minute and we'll play it to you.
If that's the...
No, that's not the Gwen Stefani version.
I was going to say, this is heaven. How could nobody like this?
No, it's not that we don't like it. Wait till you... She's also created, out of the songs, there's 8-7 songs that she has written with her husband. Right? You know who her husband is?
Bush guy.
But Blake Shelton. No,
oh, not
country
Bush
singer.
Guy anymore.
No, not him, not Gavin.
Oh.
Blake Shelton, he's like a country music singer from.
Okay.
So they've made some Christmas songs. Here's one. This is You Make It Feel Like Christmas, I think is the album name, but I'm not sure what this is actually called.
I wanna thank you, baby. You make it feel like Christmas.
Now, how do we feel about that one?
I'm going to stick to my guns and say woohoo again. You know, the thing is, I love Gwen Stefani. And also, I think it did remind me a bit of that song that's a classic, Merry Christmas, Everyone.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Snow is falling. And it's got that feel about it.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's Christmas. And we have not got space for Scrooges at Christmas now, do we?
We don't. And also, who doesn't love Gwen Stefani deeply?
And also, if anyone pulls off the colour red to do that Christmassy look...
Oh, yeah.
She is all up in that. Red lips, that white, snow-whitey, like, silvery hair.
Yes.
I'm completely up for Gwen Stefani doing a Christmas album.
Well, you can buy it on October 6th.
Great.
You
well,
make it feel like Christmas.
In only one day, is it?
Yeah. Oh, well, my God, we can buy it tomorrow.
Tomorrow, so there I'll be.
In the local Woolworths.
Yeah, exactly.
Get down to Woolworths and buy yourself some Gwen Stefani.
Exactly.
I just wanted to find out what your thoughts were. She is... she's sweet angel for doing it with her husband as well. Very cutesy, like making songs.
I mean, I just
country.
Like that. Didn't Zooey Deschanel do Christmas? Yeah, Zooey Deschanel did some Christmas songs.
Oh, I love Zooey Deschanel
and
as well.
I just think, great. It just shows me so much more about a person when they don't mind doing a few Christmas songs.
Do you know what? It shows an element of IDGAF again.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I do too. Also, I love Christmas.
I love Christmas too. I was in Neil's yard the other day. I bought one of them diffusers and I was like, which ones make it smell really Christmassy? And she was like, she managed to rack up them spices. I was like, you don't need to mix four of these ointments to make the Christmas smell. Like, don't try and pull wool over my
eyes.
Don't mug me off. Like,
just give me some cinnamon and let me leave.
Mine, your flat has a chimney in it. Guess what that means? Santa's coming.
I was just telling the other day, talking about how my mum is so good, was so good at, you know, you have to leave the little bit of the milk and stuff for
oh,
the...
Oh, yeah.
My mum is so amazing at making the carrot be chewed like a reindeer's chewed it.
No.
So even when I was like 12 and I was like, Santa maybe doesn't exist anymore, I'd be this like, but he does because that carrot has been chewed. So, no human can chew a carrot that gobbly slobbly. Like, look at all those little pellets on the ground. That is an animal has chewed up that. Like, honestly, that is my mum should be a professional reindeer convincing chewer because it's so amazing. So I've just going to learn that. So because I think that is just that just made Christmas for me.
Your mum also going to that level.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, because she obviously does it herself and like spits the bits out and makes it fully like blood, sweat, and tears are going into
granddad
that.
Father Christmas always used to have a full granddad. Why is that trying to be related to Christmas to Santa? Granddad, I'm joking the game way. Where's one velvet green vest and decides you're an elf? Anyway, granddad, Father Christmas, Grandfather Christmas. He also really used to drink a lot of Stellas the night before he came, which I can imagine my mum enjoying.
She definitely enjoyed
right
that probably
end.
More than the carrot making.
Yeah, like I was like, God, I was like, he must be drunk up there. The guy can't drive.
He's driving.
The guy's mash up. What's he doing up there?
Oh my God, your mum is the best.
Yes.
Also, can she come up? Because my mum definitely was quite infrequent with it, and definitely, she, don't get me wrong, I was a really gullible child, so easy to convince. So literally, my brother, I once saw my dad bringing in the sack.
Yeah, but
and I was
you
like,
you have to close your eyes. You still have to go with it.
Oh no, I had my eyes open. I turned to my brother and went, oh, what was that about? What was that about? That was dad. And he was like, no, I tell you what happens.
Is your brother older or younger?
Older.
Oh, okay.
So I tell you what happens is Santa actually is really busy this year. So he brings it, gives it to dad. Dad brings it in, you know, child protection. Obviously, told this whole story. And I was like, oh, that makes total sense.
I love it that your brother did that.
Yeah,
that's
cute.
A really good brother. But I love it when you can feel Santa enter the room, which you know is your parent, but whoever. But when you think Santa and you go,
oh my freaking God, he's here.
You just know it's like seeing the Northern Lights or something, and you're like, I can't believe this is happening to me, guys. It's actually he's in,
and then you have to wait like 6 hours to open your presents.
Of hell, it's agonising.
And the worst thing is, your mum's like, oh, you can open one on your own. It's like, I don't want to open any on my own. I want you to watch me opening presents. That's the whole fun of
not even touching the paper until your eyes lock with. I was swimming the other day and I was laughing how you can't jump from the side unless someone's watching you.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%.
When you're little. Wait, do I have an audience? Okay, and in I jump, even though you've seen it 30 times.
Mum.
Okay. Now I can do it.
And then they just look up from their phone, look down.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same with presents. Is that for, even though they've got the presents for you. Everyone ready? Okay.
And then you all go, thanks, Santa.
Wink, wink.
Oh, we're a bunch of Christmas fun today. Talking of Christmas, it's Halloween before Christmas.
I know. This is why you gave me these eyebally chocolates.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Halloween?
Oh, I do. But you know, I'm a very big scaredy cat. Guess what I'm going to go as for Halloween?
Tell me.
Me and my friends, we're going to go as Handmaid's Tale.
That's a good one. Because that doesn't relate to... That's not like dead people.
No, but also, because you know what I'm thinking? Ease. You know they go out there freezing cold, whatever they've got. Of course, we know we don't do sexy witches. But you want to be a goblin, so your veins, whatever. It's messy. I'm thinking, can just wear something comfortable underneath. Nice red cape.
Yes, very bougie.
Carry whatever I need to underneath. Also, to get a little bonnet. How hard is it to get a bonnet?
And also, you could double as Red Riding Hood if you wanted to.
Well, no, imagine the team. We go around the road. Like, in Soho, like... And the thing
I
is,
love
I
that you chose that song as
well. Don't know why. But listen, where am I going to go? I haven't had an invite. So anywhere. I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go.
Well, everyone wants you at their party. That's the first thing.
Being as Handmaid's Tale, I might go out as a snatch out eye.
Oh, yeesh.
Ooh. I mean, the thing is, I'm just trying to make someone go as the old auntie. So, but I think it's a good dress up. So last year I put treats out for Halloween. Not one child knocked on my door.
Oh, I hate those bastard children that don't come.
It's just like...
It's my first year in Walthamstow, so I am pumped! Because I know that there's loads of kids there. There's so many kids.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to dress up.
What are you going
to
go as?
Okay,
then?
I'm actually going to do something with Vivo in Manchester for Halloween.
Great.
So I'm not even in London.
So you're actually doing work on Halloween?
Yeah. But listen, I'm dressing as... Have you seen... You won't have seen this because you're a scaredy cat. There's a film called The Purge.
The one with the all of the... Oh, God, I know
the
exactly
one with their masks where they kill people on one day of the year. Yeah. So I'm going as the girl from the most recent Purge, and she's so scary. She wears this mask, but it's like a see-through mask with a big smiley face. I look terrifying. I've got a picture of it. I will show you.
Where are you... Oh, because you can buy the mask.
Yeah, I've got the mask, and then I'm just going to wear like my own outfit and then blood it up.
Okay.
But it's terrifying. The mask is horrible.
It's funny when, because obviously that's for a murder scene, but it's funny when someone goes like, I'm just going to go as, Marilyn Monroe, and then put blood on my mouth.
What, you are?
No, that's what people do, don't
they?
Oh,
no, annoying.
They go, it's like, no, you can't just go as any celebrity you want and then just put a bit of blood on your mouth and
also,
that makes it Halloween.
It's a bit weird. Like, I'm the kind of person that wants to go, I'm like, I'm a vampire, I'm a zombie. Yeah. I want to go...
Scary.
I want to be a scary, horrible, disgusting...
Legit, yeah.
Like, last year I actually did some stuff with Vivo, same thing. And I interviewed Zara Larsson and she nearly fell over because I had these horrible contact lenses in. So I didn't look that bad, and then they'd come right up to me and be like, whoa!
See.
That's what I want.
It's the detail.
Yeah, it's all about the details.
It is.
Right, we're going to play some music now. This is... I really want you to listen to this track because it's a massive one. Zane Lowe's world record, one of his world records. It's by a band called Ritual.
Ooh.
And it's called Drown the Lovers. It's really, really good. You guys should all go and check it out.
Okay.
Are you jaded? 'Cause you're sure as hell and tainted. Am I secondhand to you? Understated, limited and graceless, cutting at the roots. And we'll lose their grip in a water's dark.
Love you more. Won't die for soon.
lovely jubbly. That was Ritual, Drown the Lovers. Laura Dockrell is in the studio still
Hello.
With me, co-host extraordinaire. And Lena Oyala. Did I do that right?
Yes, no, that's good.
You've got a beautiful name. I've always wanted to have a name that people needed to, like, my name is so standard. It's like Harriet Rose. You can't pronounce
your
that
name does sound like a really naughty girl in a children's book.
That's true. Like Harriet the Spy.
Yeah, it's a swingy ponytail name.
But Lena, your name is interesting, isn't it?
Very. And your music is interesting, aren't you?
It's my dad's Finnish and my mum is English, so I've basically just got like a bit of Finnish in me.
Sick. What's Finland like? Is that for? I thought I was going to make a right novel myself then. What is it? What's it like growing up? Did you grow up in Finland or is it just your heritage?
You know, I was born in Germany, but I remember I moved from Germany from when I was about 2. Then I moved to Hong Kong. Then when I was about 4, then I lived in the UK, and I guess I've been here in the UK ever since.
In London?
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty
amazing.
Cool.
So good.
I just came from Stratford-upon-Avon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I came from Brixton.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's a nice place though.
So, it's so funny. It wasn't when you're young. Yeah. It's now, but anyway. Yeah.
No, but it's the same. Yeah. Everywhere in London is like that now, right?
Yeah, of course. I couldn't even drag anyone to come to Brixton now. Now all the girls that wouldn't come and see me, they all live there.
Yeah, and now people try and make me go to Brixton. I'm the other side of the line, the tube line. So I'm like, come on.
You don't catch me in East.
Also, will you, except when we're obviously going to meet up every week after the show, okay. Become even more best friends after the show. But it's that place where they've got restaurants where you have to queue, and I'm like, no, unless I've got a reservation, I'm not coming to Brixton.
It's really like that at Brixton. But you live in Central now, don't you?
Yeah, but I mean, it's I like it there, but it's very busy. But I guess you have to.
You live near Sherlock Holmes land.
Yeah.
Not far, yeah. It's a nice place.
Very nice.
Very busy, though.
Yeah. That's very touristy around there.
You know, my mum lived in Halls on Baker Street.
Really?
Not in a joke. Her halls of residence were on Baker Street.
Really? That's lucky.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Weird, right? Anyway, let's chat a little bit about your new EP.
Yeah.
It's called My World and it's out on the 24th of November.
Yeah, that's
we're going
right.
to play a little song. We're going to play Mixed Messages in a little bit. I haven't even heard it yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't even get a copy. It's so tightly, like, protected. So I want you to talk me through it. Tell me everything about this. Because I listen to... I really like Paper Heart and the video is really, really cool as well.
Oh, thank you.
But tell us a little bit about this EP. Where does it come from? How did you sort of... Because you write all the songs yourself as well.
Yeah, that's right.
How did you sort of come about with this EP?
I mean, I felt that I needed to change my sound and I wanted to make something a bit more contemporary, dancey, electronic... And yeah, something a bit more fun. So I had like an idea and I was just like working on it at home and I thought, oh, you know what, this is the kind of sound that I can see myself progressing into. And it was like I had like all these ideas nailed down, and then I just by the end I was just like working with people, just tweaking the ideas and everything. And yeah, I'm really happy like with where it is now, and I just kind of feel like it's a natural progression into my new sound, really. Yeah,
I can't wait to hear
it. Yeah, I'm really excited to hear it. You take a lot of inspiration. I've read you take inspiration from Kate Bush, Stevie Nicks, London Grammar, Halsey, Lord. Yes. Lot of incredible women in that list.
Oh yeah.
Firstly, who's your favourite?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It's like picking one of your children, isn't it?
From the old times, I would say Kate Bush. But then from the new times, I would say London Grammar, because I love Hannah Reid's voice.
Yeah, she's got an amazing voice.
I saw Kate Bush at Hammersmith. She was...
Did you?
Oh, my God. It was the most amazing show I've ever seen.
Oh, I can imagine.
Basically, makes a helicopter be in the room.
What?
Really? And she has like an... she creates the feeling of a helicopter searching for somebody lost at sea. She's the most amazing woman. I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah, I can see why, that's definitely.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear your song.
That is crazy. You've just blown my mind.
Incredible.
We play a game on the show. It's sort of a game. It's where I get you to do something really hard, which is collab, duo, avoid. Okay. So you can collab with one of them. Okay. You can have, which means an album, full album. Full
album. Locked in.
Yeah. Okay. You can do this as well, actually. You can play this game too.
Okay.
Duo,
okay.
Which means you do one song.
Okay.
And avoid, which means you avoid them like the plague.
Okay.
Now it doesn't mean you hate them. Don't worry, because I've picked 3 people from your list, so don't be too upset about having to avoid one. So we've got Stevie Nicks, we've got Kate Bush, and we've got Lord.
Okay, yeah.
So you first. Let's. Which would you collab with? So that's a whole album. That's the biggest accolade.
I would say,
It's a toughie, isn't it?
I'll probably say Lord, actually.
Ooh!
Even though I like...
Because she's current.
Yeah.
She's very current. Mm.
Yeah.
She's young.
Yeah, definitely.
She's fresh. She's
very fresh.
Hip-hop and happening.
I like her new album a lot.
And also her, like, swag. Her new... She's got a kind of... She's kind of grown
she's
into herself
out,
a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so who are we doing a duo with?
Ooh. I would say... Out of those three?
Mm. Stevie Nicks, Kate Bush is your only options now.
Probably Kate Bush.
So we're avoiding Stevie Nicks on this one.
Probably.
Doesn't mean
I
you
like
hate
Stevie
her.
Nicks, though.
Yeah, we love Stevie Nicks. Yeah. Doesn't mean you hate her.
See, because I would avoid Kate Bush because I would feel so threatened by her beauty
helicopter.
And monstrous talent. Yeah, I would feel so inferior to her that how would you be able to work with someone that you adore that much?
That's why it's okay that she's just doing one song with us. So it's fine.
Yeah, it's a little.
I thought it'd be cool because then, like, you can kind of see what she brings
cool.
to the table.
I thought it'd be cool.
What she brings to the table.
Yeah. I thought it'd be cool, to be fair.
See what Kate Bush would bring to the table.
Laura Dockwell, then, who are you collabing with? Who are you doing a full album with?
Let me do a full album with Lord.
Yeah.
Let me get stuck in because she's in her new. And let me do a little collab with old
little duo
Stevie
with,
Nicks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a good one.
I must say, I would do an album with Stevie Nicks. I'm obsessed with Stevie Nicks.
You've got that thing going on.
Yeah. She's a witch, and
look
I want to be a witch.
As well. You're very Stevie Nicks.
I'm trying to always be Stevie Nicks or a member of Haim at all times.
Ah, I'm going to be an armchair all the time. That's what I'm going for. It's like, is this an armchair? Then yes. Because I think Lord is, you can experiment, she's playful, like you can do something now with that.
Yeah,
and then I
definitely.
Think a little, you avoid Kate Bush, you can't, you'll just be inferior all day long.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. And also, if you're a massive fan of someone, you kind of don't want to meet them just in case.
Can't deal.
So I wanted to know also what drew you to those artists, because they're all females as well, which is fantastic. Females are great. We're amazing. Especially female musicians are fantastic. But what drew you to those specific artists? Is it the way you want to be, or is it just what you listened to when you were younger?
I guess because, like, it was pretty much when I was growing up, I kind of drew that inspiration from, like, the young female artists that have that kind of emotion in their vocals. And I mean, I loved like Michael Jackson and the really big artists, but just the female ones, I loved getting that inspiration from like a female, because you don't really see many females in the industry. I mean, you do, but it's nice to have that like a female artist to look up to as well.
From that era as well, it's definitely, there's only a few. From the Kate Bush, from the Stevie Nicks, like there's a lot more men.
Yeah.
So I could totally get that. And Lord, I think, is a good example of a new Kate Bush, a new Stevie Nicks. She's a powerhouse, isn't she?
Definitely. Yeah.
She's definitely going to be one that people remember, isn't she?
Yeah, I reckon so.
And what's coming up next for you? You're going to be doing some gigs coming up for the rest of this year. You're going to be celebrating the launch of the new EP.
Yeah, I've got like more gigging, more new music that is like to be confirmed when it's going to be out. My EP launch, which is going to be out on the 24th of November, which I'm excited about. But all the details will be like confirmed on my website, on leonieyala.com. So
amazing. And everyone can just head over there and find out all the info.
Yeah,
and then
pretty much. If they literally type in www.leenaojala.com, you can find through there all my Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, SoundCloud, all of that stuff.
All of that social
like
media.
I like her speaking voice as well.
Yeah, you've got
Thank
a really
you.
Cool
lovely.
Voice.
Thank you.
You've got a really
not as much as you two, though.
No.
No,
I've
got
a horrible
lovely voice. Really,
oh,
you,
you
do.
It's because it's like London, but it's also like Finnish.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
a
yeah.
little bit
oh.
like, it's got a little kind
it
of twang
is.
To it.
It's really nice.
Love a twang.
That's interesting.
That is.
Ah.
We love it.
We do.
I also love your, you've got loads of, you do covers and stuff, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Love
yeah.
that stuff. What would you do, Laura Dockwell, if you had to do
Wild
a cover
Wild West.
Right now?
Wild Wild West.
Oh,
Will Smith.
That's a good one.
Lena.
Because it's got a rap and it's got a song bit. Cisco.
Oh, yeah.
Wild so, Wild West. Desperado. Something,
Nado.
Something.
No, you don't want. Let's see.
Nado.
I mean,
yeah.
The thing is, I mean, it does take a while to get in the zone, but once you've summoned up that.
Wild Willy.
Do you want a chocolate eyeball?
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Can I interest you in one of these? Or these
Please
the
do. Please do.
Hand
in
one
fact,
over.
You can have one while we listen to Mixed Messages.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Here you go,
yeah,
babe.
Yeah.
There it is.
Lovely,
can you introduce, before you start eating the chocolate eyeball,
yes.
please can you, by the way, we're celebrating Halloween because it's the beginning of October.
Happy Halloween.
Can you introduce Mixed Messages for us and tell us a little bit, just introduce My World and that this is a track from your new EP.
Yes. So this... So, Mixed Messages?
Yes.
Okay, so Mixed Messages is a song about someone sending you mixed signals all the time. So one minute they're like treating you like a princess, then the next minute they're just basically ignoring you. This one, yeah, I'm really excited to release. So it's the first, it's my first single that's going to be released out of my EP. Yeah, and it's called Mixed Messages.
Woo!
Wicked.
Lena, what a babe.
I loved her face.
Also, you're great at this job. Stay forever.
Okay,
thanks.
I will.
Thanks so much. Now we're going to play a game.
Okay.
If you'd like.
I like games. Do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game?
Sydney,
do you want to play? Oh my God, that's one of my all-time favourite films.
I don't mind that one because that's quite poppy horror.
It's, yeah, like it's Slasher. Slasher is fine.
Slasher, that's what's called.
Did my dissertation on it, babe.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm like the polar opposite of you. I watch horror films in the day, like as just like my normal, that's like my normal go-to.
To have one in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Wanna play a game?
Hey, Sydney. Such a good film.
That is a flawless horror film.
Yeah, and it's enjoyable. You can watch all of them and they're enjoyable.
Yeah,
even
the
most recent
so
one.
Good, Nick Cave.
Yeah, honestly, the whole thing.
Really good.
I love a slasher. Just easy watching. You know? I don't know why I like it so much.
An easy watching film for me is like Muriel's Wedding.
Well, yeah, but for me, I think it's that I like having stuff on in the background and I don't have to pay any attention to horror films.
Okay, yeah, no, I agree. And that's how I feel about cooking shows. I love watching cooking shows.
Oh, what's your favourite cooking show?
Nigel Slater.
Oh, didn't expect you to say that.
I absolutely... Nigel, if you're out there, I just want to say right now, I just love you.
My friend Becca once sat behind him and literally rang me in almost tears because she was so excited to have sat next to him.
He's just the way he speaks, he's the most comforting person. Like,
he's old school cook.
Old school.
The way he speaks, very soothing.
And also what I like about him is he writes and celebrates leftovers. When I think that is every single chef you watch is like, just go and buy this molasses, which no one has in their cupboard.
No, and
this
I hate that.
Pomegranate molasses, which no one can find anywhere. And then you stress out about it. No one knows what it looks like. He's like, keep it simple. Go to your cupboard, get what you need. Bam.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like recipes that are exactly as you say, where you have to spend £18 on flax seeds.
Too much. And then you have it and you think, no, I've got fish cake mittens on my hands from making that disaster. Give me Nigel Slater to make a sandwich.
Yeah, make a nice sourdough sandwich, whatever they call it.
Oh, okay, still have to add the sourdough in there.
I love sourdough, babe.
You know, that's why I love Frankamanca. Do you like Frankamanca pizza?
Are you joking, mate?
Because they know about that sourdough tea.
No, I lived in London Fields when they first had the Frankamanca in London Fields. Used to eat there once a week without fail.
It's so good. Their pizza is so good.
I've got something that's going to make you really jealous. The first day they opened, I accidentally walked past with my mates and we went in and we got a full free meal.
My favourite bit of the whole story was I accidentally walked in.
Yeah, because I very regularly accidentally walk into pizza places.
I accidentally walked into this pizza place.
But is that not the best thing ever when somewhere opens and you're like, wait, are we not paying? And you don't realise.
Because
like,
they were trying to, it was a promotion, okay.
Yeah, so they were like, first night, we're not charging anyone. And I was like, you're crazy because that is, I wish I'd known. I would have ordered 17 more starters.
It's so good there.
It's really good. Bloody good pizza.
I like it when it's all wonky.
Oh, yeah.
All wonky and charred and all them black bubbles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Pizza's probably one of my favourite things
to
eat.
That sourdough pizza has notched it up, though. That is...
to another level.
Uh-huh.
To another level. Right, I'm going to play a game with you now.
Go on, then.
So we go through songs and we decide if they're shit or hit.
Okay.
Which basically means you can just say if you like it or not.
But you know already, we did this when I came in last time, and you already know this about me, which is
you
that...
You don't want to say anything shit.
I don't like saying mean things about people.
Neither do I.
Okay, so I'll be, you know, I'm just not good for games like this. But anyway,
but
we'll
still
try.
But it's not about...
Let's go it. Let's give it a
whirl. But what the thing is, it's not about...
Guess
it
what
being...
I'm doing at the moment? I'm judging the Blue Peter Prize.
Shut
book prize.
Up.
Do you know how hard it is to
Your
be
career is
mean?
So cool.
Do you know what... Do you know how hard it is to be me? Like, all I can think the whole time is somebody could read my book and they'll be picking it apart and it's like...
Yeah, but it's about doing it in a positive way. That's what I used to do. So Tom thought of this game and he doesn't mind being, he never minded being mean.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way. But the way I do it is I talk about it from the perspective of like, say, for example, I'll be like, oh, I don't like this song, but I love all of their songs, but this song is just not for me. Doesn't mean I hate this song and I want it to die.
Yeah.
It means I don't know if this is my thing, rather than...
When I was little, I actually wanted to be a fish tank interior designer.
Oh my God, how does your mind work? Because that's like, that couldn't prove more that you have got the best imagination in the history of the world.
The bottom of the fish tank was going to be beads chopped up from vintage jewellery. Get vintage glasses, pop through the frames and then let the fish swim through. I had two fish, one called Tiptoe Trouser and one called Hee-hee-hee-hee. And Tiptoe Trouser died and then Hee-hee-hee-hee died of a broken heart. So that's why now I'm judging the Blue Peter Book Prize, because that never worked out. So, let's play the songs.
God, that would have really annoyed me if that was my fish's name.
His full name. Well,
what's his name?
I was like, Mum, it's died.
Don't know. Stop.
I know.
We're here today to celebrate the life of...
Maybe I'll go to Halloween for Halloween as...
Oh, I think that you are the best person I've ever met in my life.
Go on then, play your little game. Come on, let's do your little game.
Okay, so up first, Demi Lovato, who I'm a big fan of. Brand new album, Tell Me You Love Me. This is a track from it called... Sorry, I'm still laughing. Called You Don't Do It For Me Anymore.
Ooh.
So don't hate me when I say that you...
Demi.
What is not to like about that?
I love it.
I don't know much about Demi Lovato, but I love that song.
Let me give you the 411.
Go on.
She was on
Is she something to a Frozen?
No.
Oh.
Good guess, though. She is from one of those reality TV shows. I'm not sure which one. It could be American Idol. It could be The X Factor. She won? I think it's American Idol.
Okay.
She won. She's cool. She's nice.
Does she have a song about a body or something? Okay, I really liked that.
No, so it's a hit. She's Disney. She's not from X Factor. She's from Disney. So I don't
even
know.
Yeah, so Frozen. She's to do with Frozen.
No, she's not to do with Frozen.
She's to do with Frozen.
You mean like Frozen the film? No, that's another woman.
Well, I think she once sung Let It Go, and it did really well.
Okay, not Frozen. Camp Rock.
Okay. Well, I like that song.
Good, and you should listen to the album.
I really will.
It's full of ballads and also not ballads. She did a song with Steph London.
She did not.
She did. She did a song by Jax Jones that featured Demi Lovato and Steph London.
I absolutely love Steph London. Okay, that's great. I'm convinced.
Fabulous. I've got a hit there. Fabulous. So did you like the band Hurts?
Yes.
They've released a new album, Desire, and this is a track from their new album. I'm
good. I was wondering when they were coming back around.
I'm a really big fan of this.
Mm. Makes you freeze. She's looking at everybody with a secret smile. She got a black tattoo on her body. Mid says, when I die, yeah, you know I'll be ready to go.
Overhead clap for that one.
Okay, yep, she's doing it. They always feel like they're like strolling out of their like Gucci advert or something in all their videos. I like the way they always feel like they belong on Absolute Radio, even though they're in the present day.
Yeah, I love that.
The heart back to the past.
That's why I really like this song, though. Yeah. I think also this song's really different to... It's just, I don't know, it's a lot more catchy than I've ever heard any of their...
I like Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
It's really good. I like that as well.
See, I deliberately pick songs that you'd like.
I know.
And now, not so much.
Okay.
Up next, I don't know if you watch Love Island.
Sorry.
No, neither did I. Great. So there's these two guys from Love Island. Don't know who they are. Chris and Kem. They've done
a
track.
Is this the one that was stressed out because everyone just stopped fancying me?
Oh, shut up. He did not say
apparently
that.
Apparently one of them says.
Stop.
Can everyone just stop fancying me?
I have that exact same problem.
I thought so.
We do. We both do.
I
don't
know.
Lie. We
don't
both
lie.
Do.
Don't lie.
So this
okay,
is their...
Okay, so they've kind of joined together and...
Yeah, so basically when they were in... Okay, I'll tell you exactly where this came from. Our boy Stormzy tweeted them because he loved Love Island and was like, yeah, Kem or whatever, Chris, whatever, he really liked them. So they decided from that friendship, they would make a grime song, which is just...
Oh, off their own backs?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Strap yourself in, babe.
I am. Make that cake, Stacey's cake. Yeah, she said I got a bit. Kiss to the neck, I'm on top of it. Calendar's out, there's no stopping it. And the girls all scream when I'm dropping it. Move to my chest, a little bit, leave it. Think you're doing bit, it's a little bit, leave it. Thought you were quick, it's a little bit, leave it. Think we're gonna slip, it's a little bit, leave it. Move to my chest. There you go. Do you know what? I will say this to them, it's got the grime bit that you need, and I've learnt this from grime. You need that little thing, it's a little bit, leave it.
Okay, so this is where
that's
the contention comes
do.
From, though. So, that is Little Lethal Bizzle's phrase. Little bit, leave it is
leave
his.
It.
Little bit,
Dench.
Leave it. Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, so he's really upset.
Leave it? Of course he is. So he's the original.
He's the original.
Don't,
so he
oh,
did.
Don't upset
he
him.
Did a video because he's been on the show. Total babe.
I absolutely love him. Did you see his Judi Dench video recently?
Are you joking?
Oh, this man.
I once did a video about top five reasons why Judi Dench is the best person in the world, and this was quite a few years ago when she originally got involved in Dench because she's done it before.
I didn't realise.
So Greg James gave her some Dench products on his show.
Amazing.
And she was like, I love, my grandchildren love Lethal Bizzle, this is so exciting. And so that's why they ended up doing the thing on Lad Bible.
I met her because I went to watch SEO Trot at the premiere of SEO Trot, and I spoke to her afterwards and I said to her, Judi Dench, you were so good in that, and like gave her this massive thing, and she just went to me, okay. And that was, and I was like, oh, it was just basically like acknowledgement, because like, yeah, I am.
I
was like, I love you even more.
Yeah, like you are badass.
You just acknowledged it. It was like bank, you know, on Weakest Link, it was like bank. It was like that knowledge is banked in my brain. On with the day. She's amazing. Okay, so I absolutely love Lethal B, and we don't want to upset him because he's
so
been rooting for grime for so long. He's done so much work, so all these guys just think they can come on and say, leave it.
No thanks.
Now, leave this, guys.
Told you I was going to make you call one a shit.
Yeah, all right. Well, you did a bit. Yeah, you did.
I'm a little bit worried because I keep looking over at Abby and Nat, and they're laughing more than I've ever seen them laugh when I do the show, and I'm a bit scared that you're going to get the show and I'm going to actually not do it anymore.
We have this word called rapport.
We got it, baby. We got it.
I know. Sleep over. No, can I say that's really annoyed me that they mustn't do that. Stick to what you're good at, being on Love Island.
Right. So this is also where they're going wrong. Step two, when they had their interview and they were asked on Radio 1 and 1 Extra, are you going to give him some money? Are you going to give him a bit of...
Yeah.
And their answer was silly. It was, oh, yeah, we don't really understand how it works. But yeah, if he's deserved... No! Don't do a song if you don't know how
Leave
it works.
Leave it, yeah? Don't do it. Stay away. No, 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 no. But anyway, no one likes that. No one likes
but
that.
But babe,
no
it went shutdown, to number one in the iTunes chart, like, as soon as it went out. But that's just, you know, people getting excited and buying it. If you did buy it, though...
Can I tell you what's upsetting me at the moment?
Tell me.
If we're just talking about stuff that upsets
us. No, I want to know.
I don't like that KFC advert with the chicken...
Which one?
There's like
oh my god, and it's so bad where the chicken comes in and goes, why are you... Oh no, that's a different one.
It's a chicken in a, I guess, I don't know, really healthy, handsome chicken. Just like, is that telling us to go and buy chicken?
It's really weird, isn't it?
I think that's really not upset, that's upset me.
Did you see that dystopian Simon Amstel thing that was about veganism?
Yeah, I really liked that.
He actually has made me go, and I'm not, don't get me wrong, I eat meat.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have stopped eating, I'm trying to stop eating meat, and I'm slowing down, and I'm only eating sort of ethical meat that I know has come from, like, Soil Association. But that whole idea that we were pumped with these messages where animals were telling us to eat them on adverts, and it's so weird.
And how the chicken nugget is a chicken nugget can be separated from the meat, but that okay, just talking about things I don't like, that KFC advert is not okay.
I saw an advert for another thing that is what I thought you were talking about, which was for pork escallop or whatever they call it, and it was like a big chicken coming into a room and being like, what's going on here?
Oh, I've seen
no, why are you all...
It's a cow. No, he's dressed as a cow.
No, oh, it's a chicken.
Yeah, I think and he's my like, friend's friend.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, we're eating pork. And he's like, I thought we had an agreement. It's like, no, because that's you being dead.
No, that is insane. What? He's livid that he's not being eaten.
Yeah, yeah.
The only ones that got away with that when we were little was how, you know, like the cannibalistic, crazy pepperoni stick.
Oh my God, so sick.
That was
sick.
Really like, why doesn't everyone eat, you know? That was the only time that but I mean, everyone knew pepperoni was so dirty at that end of insanity that actually that kind of got away with it.
Because it's not probably actually meat.
I don't think a chicken wants to run around anyone's house and go, I thought we had a deal here. Have you seen Ocha on Netflix?
No,
oh,
I can't.
Just watch that. Okay, can I just play a little game? I'm sorry.
No, we've done. We've done all three.
Okay.
I didn't want to give you too much.
That game was very quick.
I know. We've got another game to play, though, in a little bit, haven't we? Let's play a little bit of music, because I need a wee.
Go on, then.
What would you like to hear? Stormzy's new one or the one with Beyonce? We can play both if you like. But
oh, Stormzy's one.
Stormzy up first. Yeah, this is 4 p.m. in London, the new freestyle from the man himself.
It's the major that the majors wanna sign. They used to pay me for my poppy, now they pay me for my rhymes. And most of these older rappers hate me on the sly, cause we achieve the same things, but it just took me half the time. Let's tell the truth. I ain't planning on running out of juice. Niggas trying to pose like they represent the youth. I double up the tints, they got me blacking out the coupe. And nothing was the same since my fire in the booth. Shit, yeah, look at me now, they're saying that I'm the golden child. Can't nobody hold me down, eh? Hey, trust me, I feel the same. Mommy told me go get this money and kill the game. 2017, I got the leeches on the ropes. Swear these niggas see me and they choke. And niggas used to bang, but nowadays the man are tweeting all the smoke. And these rappers big me up, cause they don't need me at their throats. Little pussies, see your brothers put on the low. Having little meetings saying Stormzy's gotta go. Whoa, I think I got you on your toes. And if I'm being honest with you, I am not your bro, man. Say it with your chest if you're or not. I thought it was love, but man, I'm moving like a snot.
And I am not prepared to be a snake to get my spot. But I see him doing neaky little shit to get me blocked. What the fuck is that? I've been keeping quiet for a set, but now I'm busting back. Got my brother sorting out my checks, I need to cut him slack. Loading up the bullets in my head and then I double tap. Fuck that, I drop another banger, get another pack. Being like I'm running out of favours. Fire in the streets got me burning down my neighbours. I could flex on your girl like, honey, I'm a Baders. Man, I swear down, I'ma be the number one for ages. The fat dumb judge took a look at me and threw the book at me. Told me what I couldn't be and what I wouldn't be. Never saw the good in me, just the crook in me. And now we ain't getting paid the same. Check the booking fee, man. I told them that I'm coming for the riches. Come to make a change, they're coming for the bitches. These funny little rappers and their funny little disses. And ha ha, you don't make more money than my missus. Little fuck boys, tell them I ain't playing. Turn into a savage when I'm spraying. Please I'm not disturbing when I'm praying. These dumb pricks wanna see me leave, but we're staying. I need to drop my album for the streets, what we saying? Let me drop it for the people. Heard the first tape, they want the sequel. Check the word, create isn't equal. Scary foes and a scary beat, it's getting evil. And if I need to talk about peas, I feel lethal. Yeah, Bizzle, that's my family. Got a little family. He said you got some millies now, welcome to the family. Remember when you done the Dench tour and you brang me. 2017, now I'm directing like I'm standing. Feeling better than I've ever been. Filled with adrenaline. Garnet and King, you can see it in my melanin. Do a world tour, go on places that you've never been. Man, are doing shows now from Serbia to Kettering. It's funny how it happens when you're young and you're blessed. When they're saying no, but my God's saying yes. They stab me in my back and put a gun to my chest. But I drink from his blood and I eat from his flesh. Let me balance it, jump on a beat, then I savage it. They try to raise up the peas, then I straddle it. You know I came to compete like Abramovich. I just announced the biggest deal in football, let me brag a bit. That's hashtag Pogback, hashtag so clear. Hashtag hating never ever got you nowhere. Tell me that my city isn't pretty, but I know here. Hometown hero got my niggas and my soul here. That's no fear, try to have me catting for a figure. I know the game, I know to them I'm just a nigga. I'll leave the game before it ever turns you bitter. And I'll phone my brother's phone before I say it all on Twitter. What happened to being real? My friends supposed to tell me how they feel, but speaking up on Twitter isn't true. They said I need to sign and then they said I need a deal. They said I shouldn't sign and then they said I need a deal. I got my brother as my manager, a crew on the brand side. Flips, that's my right hand, way before the gang ties. Rhymes on his trap shit, used to have the am line. Stop chatting about my trophies, man, I won them by a landslide. They come ends, get boyed and try to bell us. I don't beg friends, look, I'm fly with no propellers, they don't like. Man, but they know they'll never get us. You are my man. I won't lie, he's probably jealous. Couple man behind the scenes that I just wouldn't reveal. You know them real shower demons that are looking for thrills. You know them real shower demons that will juke him for real. And yeah, I came with the goons, but they're booking me still. Check it, I be posted on the block like a low life. I like my watches with no heist. You know I got this, I'm so nice. Imposters with no pride, the mosh pits are so live. The man are iffy, yeah, they're gunning for my doom. But everybody's bad until they run into a goon. They told me back in summer I should drop a summer tune. But I've been working fucking hard, the second album's coming soon, I swear. G-Sat forever.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Double whammy. Hiya, I'm Harriet Rose. I'm here with Steph London. How's it going, babe?
I'm good.
How You're looking fly, as always.
Thank you. I just came on a cash vibe today.
So did I. Yeah. I tried to, like, dress in my coolest outfit so that you would think I wasn't not cool.
Yeah, you look very cool.
Ah, yes. I'm going to keep that and use it as a quote for, like, my Twitter bio.
Yeah?
Steph London said I was a little bit cool.
No, very cool.
Oh, very cool. Very. Sick. Now, I wanted to kick off with a very serious question. Obviously, breakfast in bed is an important thing for you. So what can I do to make you the best breakfast in bed, darling, if I ever got the opportunity?
Okay, let me start by I love planting.
Oh,
I love a planting. You know, if your food is rubbish and you just put a little bit of plant in there, mm-hmm. and it's just all nice. You know what planting is?
Yeah, right? I've had the most incredible. I had it at like a market and I bought it. It just came in like a big pile and I ate it in about 13 seconds.
Did you? You're funny. Yeah, I love it. I could do it too. I could do it in 12.
Oh, well, let's have a competition. So anything else or just planting?
Planting. Okay. What else? So I'm vegetarian again, and this is difficult. So planting and
fake fun. Bacon.
What's that?
I don't know. Maybe we can make some fake bacon.
Some vegetarian bacon would be nice.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Toast?
Toast. Vegetarian Beans? Toast or normal toast? In the video there was bacon.
Do you know what? We'd done the video before the song came out, so technically it was just a nice breakfast.
But were you okay to be near that bacon?
Yeah, I'm fine to be okay. Near bacon.
So it's okay.
I have no phobias of bacon.
But I'm going to get you some fake bacon for our breakfast in bed, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Cool. I wanted to know something really important. French Montana, obviously, a total G, really great guy. Was his beard that coiffed in real life? Like, were the edges there in that? You know that that guy's beard is next level. It's like, pow, pow. It's like Beppe from EastEnders, you know?
Does he have a beard?
Yeah. It's like a
goatee
beard thing.
Yeah, like a little.
You didn't even notice, which means it must have not been good.
Or it could have been so good that it just looks like it's on it, you know, with his face.
I was hoping you were going to be like, he had a beard technician there. They were there trimming it, getting it ready. You were just probably because you were too busy looking sick yourself that you needed to just focus.
Yeah, you know, he did turn up looking very suave. Yeah? All black jewelry was banging. Like he had so many chains. I wish he would just hand me one.
You should have just taken one.
That's a hand-me-down that I don't mind, by the way.
And did you have a lot of fun making the track together? Like, it looked like the video, you guys were having a good time. It looked a lot of fun. There was loads of bacon. I would have enjoyed that.
I had a very good time making this track and the video. It was dope. We shot the video in LA, in New York. I had a proper big crew, a team full of people. They had all earpieces in. Professional.
Was it the FBI as well?
No, it wasn't. It's the FBI. But they were like earpieces in, like, yeah, cut, take it from that side. I just felt like a proper celebrity.
Sick.
Like, yes, you listen to him.
So it was like, okay, yeah, if Steph could, yeah, cheers, yeah, okay. And like you don't know what anyone's talking about, but you're like, yes.
It's all getting done.
Was there catering and stuff as well?
Yeah, we had food. We had some lovely food.
That's my favourite, the food. As you can tell, I like food a lot.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of sick videos. I really, really liked the Jax Jones video. I wanted to know how happy you were about being on the back of a horse. Is that something you're natural with or?
Yeah, no, I didn't mind. That's actually, well, I've been on a horse before when I was really young. And then that was my first time in adulthood. So at first I thought you want me to get on a horse. I thought I was going to break the horse back. Like Rick Rouse.
You look sick on the horse.
Do I? Yeah, you know what? Everyone says that. But I actually had practice just before. But then the guy who was teaching me, he was so cool and so down to earth. And he made me feel so comfortable and confident. And I thought, if I fall anyway, I'm just going to claim bare money anyway. So.
But I feel like maybe you should integrate like horses into your life more. Like maybe just like go day to day to stuff on the back of a horse.
Do you think?
I really think that it was like swag out.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love horses.
So do I, except I'm just a little bit scared they're going to kick me in the face at all times.
No, they won't. That's ponies or something.
Will you protect me?
From there, yeah, why not?
Sick. So out of all the videos you've done so far, they've all been sick, but which is your favourite? What are you going to name as your favourite so far?
I would have to say Real Thing.
Why? You know? What makes you say that?
Every time I look at that video, like, I just feel like so lit. I just want to relive it again. The day was so lit. Who would have thought you could have so much fun without guys?
I mean,
there were just bare girls there. I had like 60
it's
girls.
All about girl power though.
And it was all getting along, you know. Where do you ever see 60 girls getting along? It was good. It was so much fun. Everyone was excited. There's so many girls in the video with colorful hair.
It was a beautiful video as well. Thank you. Well shot. And like, it just seems like you're always bossing it in videos, which I'm going to come back to that question a bit because I need to learn how to be a bit more of a boss. But before we do that, you always dress sick. Like you say you're casual right now, but you look so legit. So I wanted to talk to you a bit about iconic dresses because there's been a few over the years, you know. So I wanted you to have a look at some pictures of some iconic dresses and just let me know what you think. Okay. Are these hurting you or not hurting you? You can let me know. Are they hurting me or not hurting me? Yeah. So up first, we've got Missy Elliott. Okay. On the left there, she's wearing a purple leather two-piece with crisscross orange. Mm-hmm. It looks like she's accepting some awards there. What are you thinking about Missy Elliott in that shot? Is she hurting you?
I think for Missy, the swag is perfect. It's not
yes. And what do you think? Up next, we've got Cher. Cher is wearing some kind of outfit that looks a little bit like a bird.
More like a, I'll say peacock.
Peacock. But
beautiful.
Yeah.
This is definitely not hurting me. And her belly is beautiful.
Washboard abs, right?
Listen, ironboard. Wow.
Washboard.
Cher, you are amazing.
We got Britney and Justin up next in their classic denim.
Britney and Justin. I know this was in 1985 or whatever, but this is hurting me.
It's hurting.
It's hurting me.
And next door, you've got Posh and Bex.
Oh, this is not hurting me. They look, wow, they look like the mafia. They look
Don't
gang.
They look sick? All leather.
Like gang, gang, all leather.
I was going to say all pleather, but it probably was definitely leather knowing Posh and Bex, right?
Nah, it looks sick. Is this how long they've been together? So sweet.
And up next, we've got Linked One, Spice Girls on the left there.
Spice Girls, I could say some of y'all are good, some of y'all don't.
So some of them are hurting you.
Some of them are hurting me. I like
Mel C.
Mel C.
Jerry. Vicky B.
Vicky B.
Emma B.
Emma B. But
not Mel B.
That's not Mel B.
No, Mel B. Mel C. Not Mel,
Mel C.
C. We don't like get confused between
Mel C.
And the B.
This is slightly hurting me.
See ya, we say to Mel C.
See ya.
Now we've got two. Oh, you got little Kim on the end there.
Little Kim.
My girl, little Kim.
I would say you're hurting me, but the only reason you're hurting me is because my eyes just can't take this beauty, girl.
Yeah, she's only got one boob out.
You can't take it. Boy, see the boob there, sir? Boy, yes. One, little Kim.
We've got two final ones, which I'm hopefully going to hurt you with. We've got the Cheeky Girls there on the left.
Cheeky. That's hurting me, girls.
Yes.
You're hurt. I'm hurt.
What about Avril Lavigne on the right there? She's the final one.
Avril. I am hurt with a capital T.
Yes. Thank you so much, Steph. It's
Thank
been a
you.
Pleasure to chat to you. Before we go, I really love the track, by the way. Hurting Me is a massive tune.
Thank you.
I'm vibing it a lot. Also, all of your songs, it's so exciting to watch your progression because everything that's coming out right now is exciting and I can't wait to see what's coming next. We're in the studio right now, so literally things are going to be made in this room, right?
Yeah. We made Hurting Me right here. And Real Ting.
Well, you sat right here.
No.
Oh, damn.
I was stood right there.
So you're obviously a Don. How can I become more of a Don in Steph London's eyes?
Well, step one, got to slap your mama. No, I'm joking.
Oh, good, because she would really, really shout at me.
That is not Don movements. We do not violate our moms. Okay, so step one. I don't have no steps. That would always be cool, right? Some steps. But to be a Don, first and foremost, you got to be confident, yeah?
That's the visualisation of
and
confidence.
And honest, because liars do not look good.
No, hate liars.
They're very weak.
No lie.
No lie. You tell the truth. Unless you really need to.
It's my friend Don, ladies and gentlemen, spitting the truth. Or maybe not. We're not sure. Thank you so much for joining us on Foo Bar Radio. Big
Thanks
love.
For having me.
We'll see you next time.
Montana. Step on down. You know what it is when you hear that.
Breakfast in bed, darling. I got your bed, darling. I make you bed, darling. I make you bed, darling. Breakfast in bed, darling. I got your bed, darling. I made mistakes, you done me wrong. But now you leave me, darling. Mm-hmm.
Big jet, big check. Don't care, die for my respect. Life, we gon' live it up. Neck, we gon' glitter it up. Dice game, get them, girl. Gon' bet it up. Grind and invest it. Invest, play the main role, not the extras. Made movies like Netflix. Never domestic. Watching a necklace. Young enough, restless. You know who the best is. Back three quarter Gucci Mane with the first shoe. Got a girl and the girl got a girl too. Hit me with the fab like put it in the bag. Pull up with my new tank like I know she mad.
Harriet Rose and the wonderful Laura Dockrill on Foodbar Radio.
We were doing food dance.
Yeah, we were dancing and we were eating chocolate because we think that we're as cool as Steph London.
No, we're not. Oh, she is so... When she goes all over...
Yeah, and she really can. Like, she's got a proper range in her voice.
She's too good.
Do you know what I said in the interview? I don't know if you heard it when we were playing it out then. At the beginning, I was like, I've tried to dress as cool as I possibly can to impress you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I said that.
Oh, I said that. That's cute that you said that.
I was nervous.
I think that's a cute thing to say to somebody to impress you.
Yeah, I mean, she dresses so cool.
She does. Mm-hmm. But is that real fur that she wears?
No.
See, now I love her.
Because she was liking my jacket. And actually, she said, funnily enough, you ask that, because she said to me, it's difficult to find really good quality fake fur.
Do you love shrimps?
I love shrimps.
I love shrimps.
I've got a jacket that everyone thinks is from Shrimps and it's not. It's from H&M.
Do they have stuff that looks like that?
It's the best jacket.
I was looking at new Shrimps the other day, but it's £850.
Yeah, so go to H&M.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Shrimps is awesome, though.
Shrimps. I bought a silk pyjamas with these ugly faces on them, two-piece. I mean, it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
They're so amazing.
I was about to say send me a picture of that, and then that's really weird.
I will send it to you.
So, thank you. Because
I wear them out.
Creepy Uncle Harriet.
I wear them out.
Oh, good. I wear pyjamas out as well. Okay, cool. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
I want to talk a little bit about... We're going to talk about your brand new book, which is like kind of exclusive, like no one knows anything about it.
This is very advanced, but we're going to do it, okay?
Yeah, but also first, I want to talk about My Mum's Growing Down, because I'm really interested in that title. And when it came out, I thought this also, because it's so true.
Basically, the children's market is... don't get me wrong, some amazing authors that are writing parents really, really well, and carers and guardians, adults really, really well. But I do think that there is a sort of dilution on mums. There's always dads are kind of the funny ones rolling around in the garden, like burping and farting, drinking beer, being a bit lazy, clumsy. And mums always kind of like, don't forget the TCP. And I just like, this is not, especially how it is in my house, mm-hmm. but also loads of mums. And I just don't like the idea that when you sort of become a mum, your personality just has to be sort of absorbed from you and given to a child. And my mum is definitely, we call her University Mum. She's actually Asbo Mum on Twitter and Instagram, if you want to follow her. She's definitely growing down. So I wanted to create a poetry book that celebrated that, but also do something for poetry anyway, because you know it is my number one boyfriend.
Yes. But we know that I am your number one mistress.
What did you call yourself? Master.
Histress. Whatever.
You're my histress. So that's been basically that. And I wanted to... The book's with Faber and Faber, and illustrated by David Tazzyman, who's I don't know if you've seen his work, but he's really scribbly and kind of gives the book a really anarchic, angry, mm-hmm. scrubby feel that I just am obsessed with. Leopard print pages and pink sprayed edges. And there's inside they've done two pages which are just black, and I just think for a kid's poetry book, like...
Cool.
Just done that. It's really bold, and I just love them. So anyway, that's by my new book that's just come out. It's My Mum's Growing Down.
I'm a really big fan of your writing anyway, but also you do the whole 360 where you cover that base of like touch, sensory awakening, like the colours, the shades, the hand, the style of writing, and the way you speak. And I know you won't know this because, I mean, maybe you do, but you speak like you write, and it's so enthralling because you say words and I'm like, what even does that mean? Obviously I don't say it because I don't want to look like a complete knob, because I just go yes.
No, most words are made up, but I think like any art that you output in the world should be a sensory experience that should feel like mini theatre. Even if you're making somebody a bowl of porridge, why not go that extra mile, put the maple syrup on it, make sure you've toasted the nuts, don't just throw them on. I feel everything you do should squeeze the most. It doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to know that you've tried to engage as much of everything possible. That's what makes you a 3D bolstered human being, I think, to be in touch with everything, not just concentrate on this. Just kind of remember that experience of every bit of art is touching you all over, I think.
I feel like every time you speak, I don't want to speak because everything that you've said is so beautiful. And then I'm like, cool. Try and compete with Laura fucking Dockrell. tell me about your new book.
This, I've not really told anyone about, but it's called Big Bones and it's out next year with Hotkey. It's about a girl who loves her body. And it's...
we love.
It's basically, we're talking about Nigel Slater either. It's split into chapters that are all titled by food.
Yes.
Crumpets, trifle, and just basically love letters to food and about a girl who... and it's not negative, you know, she wants to keep fit because she wants to be strong and she loves that. And it's about sisterhood. She's got a strong relationship with her sister, her best friend, and just growing up in that scratchy age where you feel like school's kind of not doing anything for you. Maybe you need to make your own education. Because a lot of the people that I've kind of got to know during my writing and my, if you can call this a career, which is, it would have been a career if I was a fish tank interior designer, as I'd once hoped I could have called that a career.
Well, we'd all have probably liked you a lot more if you'd become that.
But this blagging thing I'm doing now, everyone that I've met during this experience has educated themselves and really has, school's been there, of course, but it is about making your education, especially in this current climate. I think we were talking about Stormzy earlier, kind of generating his own art out of whatever he had. That you can do that. You don't have to sit around and wait for an opportunity to come to you. You can go out and reach. And my audiences are kids, mostly kids. So I wanted to kind of give them permission, say, you're allowed to do that, you know.
And I think for me, talking about the subject of it is, that relates to me so much because I love to eat. And when I was younger, I was quite overweight. And I really struggled with it. And I used to not deliberately like eat less to thinking not, but not exercise. So not do it like, I'd just be like, oh, I won't eat that. And then I'll eat that instead. And then I can keep, you know what I mean?
I'm so, completely so glad unhealthy, you said that.
Unhealthy relationship
attitude.
With, yeah. And actually what you should do is eat whatever you want in moderation and exercise and you can do it all. You
but
can
it
have
seems
it all.
So, it just seems so easy, but it's, I mean, that's partly why I did the book as well, was because I feel like I owe food a massive apology and I owe myself a massive apology because
yes.
I spent so long pretending I just didn't like you and like just to kind of get, you know, just to seem, I don't know even what to seem, because it wasn't even like I was particularly, why am I reaching for a chocolate eyeball as we're talking about? Well, it's not
They're
even
addictive.
Like I wanted to say, you know, like it wasn't doing it for boys, it's just, or anything like that, you know, girls, whatever, it's just
no.
You just do it for yourself. You anyway,
that's what it's about. That's
so,
what it's about.
And it's about as well loving clothes, loving your body, celebrating every single knicker mark that scrunches into your skin too hard and leaves red marks, and wearing
which I love
charity
that.
Shops,
I get it all the time.
Charity shop clothes and orthopedic sandals.
Which we both know a lot about because of our flat feet.
You're talking to the right person.
You are inspiring, and that's why I love you, and that's why you're on the show, because aww. Everything you do is something lovely, and it's nice to be around that kind of thing. Because I'm an asshole.
You're
and
definitely
spending
not.
Time with you.
No, like but that, you are you... doing something a bit crazy. You're going to a horror camp on Friday.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, Tully's Farm, Shocktober. It's called.
No, not Shocktober.
It is.
No, but this is the bit that really...
It's called Shocktober,
this is the bit
babe.
That made me feel nervous. They've taken... It's real chainsaws. They've just taken the teeth out of the chainsaw.
Yeah, and they chase
and
you.
They
and
chase
it's like...
You. How do you know? How do you know?
Because you can smell it and you can
no,
see
but how,
it.
No, how do you know they've taken out the teeth?
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, you don't know.
Remember when you were little and you went to those water parks and you go down the black tube and the rumours went round the blades? Slice your
don't
face.
Say that.
Remember that?
I'm so excited, I can't tell you. You've got to do it one day.
Absolutely not.
No? Okay, we'll leave that there then. Lovely. We're going to play a song. Maybe we'll do the Beyonce one now. And you can hear Little Blue Ivy doing a little bit in it. And then we're getting your very special guest in.
I know.
Blank is here and we are going to be playing games and having fun.
Okay, good.
Are you looking forward to... Also, live performance.
Oh, do you know, I've seen him live three times now. Yeah. He is very good live. We are so lucky.
In for a treat.
In for a real treat.
Very exciting. Okay, so this is Mi Gente, J Balvin, Willie Williams and Beyonce. All of Beyonce's proceeds of this are going towards countries that have been affected by the hurricanes and the awful weather conditions. So go and buy it because it's 99p and there's money going towards a really great cause. So do it.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper.
Con lo mío todo se mueve. La fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes. Mi gente no se detiene, aquí nadie se quiere ir. Si el ritmo está en tu cabeza, ahora suéltate y mueve los pies. Me encanta cuando el bajo suena, empezamos a subir de nivel.
Y toda mi gente se mueve.
La fiesta la llevo en mis genes. Yo soy la reina de los nenes.
Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así.
La fiesta no para, apenas comienza.
Se conce, se consa, ma chérie, la 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 la.
Francia, Colombia,
Houston, freeze.
J Balvin, Willie William,
Beyoncé, freeze.
Los DJ no mienten, le gusta a mi gente y eso se fue mundial.
Freeze.
No les bajamos, mas nunca paramos, eso es tropado y
bien. ¿Y dónde está mi gente? Me fue a bouger la tête.
Azula, you're with me.
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Un, dos, tres,
say
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Say my body's staying wetter than the ocean.
And I said that Creole in my body's like a potion.
I can be a beast or I can give you emotion.
Please don't question my devotion.
I've been giving birth on these haters cause I'm fertile.
See these double C's on his back.
Double D's in his bed, sir.
If you really love me, make an album about me.
Word up.
Soon as I walk in, boys start they talking. Right as that booty sway.
Slay.
Oh. Lift up your people. Texas, Puerto Rico, my islands to Mexico.
¿Y dónde está mi gente?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me fue a bouger la tête.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
¿Y dónde está mi gente?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Esquina,
y ahí nos vamos.
El mundo es grande, pero lo tengo en mis manos.
Estoy muy duro, sí, ok, ahí vamos.
Y con el tiempo nos seguimos elevando.
Y que seguimos rompiendo aquí.
Esta fiesta no tiene fin.
Botellas para arriba, sí.
La gente no se detiene, aquí nadie.
¿Y dónde está mi gente?
Me fue a bouger la tête.
Azula,
you're
with me.
Say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Un, dos, tres,
oh, yes,
luego.
We're still here. It's me, Harriet Rosen, Miss Laura Dockrill.
Hello.
In the studio, joined by Blanc or Blank.
Blanc. Blank.
This is the question we're asking because we weren't
sure.
Yeah, is
it Blanc or Blank?
Blank.
Okay, Blank.
But I heard that it was. Was it ever not Blank or was it always Blank? Or was it sometimes?
I just say Blank because I don't like saying Blanc. Because I'm not French.
Oh, okay. So if you met a French person, like when I meet French people and they say. oh, it's Harriet. And I'm like, yes, it's Harriet.
Harriet.
Yeah, you get a bit more confident around. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, bonjour.
Yeah, but your surname is white, so maybe Blanc was you thinking this could be, like, well, clever.
Yeah, I mean, you're quick. Laura's been doing her research.
I know.
She's done her research today. So we're going to have a little sing-song now, aren't we?
Yeah. Are we all singing?
Sorry, when I said that, I was lying. You're just going to sing on your own.
Okay.
I might turn my mic down and sing along anyway,
okay.
If that doesn't put you off too much. So do you want to tell us a little bit about the track?
It's called Only One, and it's a song.
And it's available to, you can stream
it
on Spotify.
Yeah, you can stream on Spotify. There's a video on YouTube.
All of the special social media things.
Yeah. And I usually don't. It's not an acoustic guitar song. It's electric guitar usually.
Oh, so this is an extra special performance.
This is special for FUBA Radio.
And Laura's been telling me amazing things about your performing techniques. So I'm looking forward to it.
Techniques, you know.
Technique's a weird word that I just used there because it sounds like sex technique, doesn't it?
Technique. The last time I saw him play, I said it reminded me of, he reminded me of Ash from Pokemon, you know, the main guy, and all of his musicians were like the little monsters in Pokemon.
To be fair, your hair is really similar to
Ash.
Yeah,
I know. And then when he plays, he sort of checks that all his eggs are hatching. One by one.
So he's turning around. Does he throw any balls?
He sits in the middle and he goes like this. Yep, there's my Charmeleon. Yeah, there's Snorlax. Yeah, checks on all.
You know, deep into Pokemon.
My
like,
mum is a ga- okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
no,
we'll go into that after.
My mum is a Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's let you have a little sing along, shall we?
Okay. There's only one man I hate. There's only one path I take. There's only one girl I chase, there's only one. There's only one way she flicks her hair like there was only one Fred Astaire. There's only one reoccurring nightmare. There's only one. There's only one thing I can't say before I freeze and find myself displaced. There's only one. There's only one thing I do not want. There's only one planet she's living on. There's only one street you can see it happening from. There's only one. There's only one telephone wire high above. There's always one too many things happening at once. There's always ways to push the others aside because there's only one. There's only one place I can stop that takes the weight of the world right off and gives me space to be. Even if I'm not the only one. Decide whether I'm right up close or miles behind. I'll need someone. There's only one.
Woo!
I told you.
Wow!
You're so good, Will.
Oh, thanks.
You really are. Also, really funny because Laura was being really sort of good and not looking directly at you. I was just staring, like, boring into your soul.
It's quite intense.
It's a bit
what, me?
She's intense, isn't she?
I'm sorry, but I couldn't keep my eyes off you. And then
no,
I was like...
No, he is captivating.
Holy moly, hello. That was good.
Thanks. Thanks.
I want to know who your biggest inspiration is, first off, because I hear a lot of things in your voice and I want to know where they came from.
My biggest inspiration? What, musically?
Mm-hmm. Or in life.
I'm a big fan, a big Dylan fan.
Yeah, I could feel that. It was so vibey.
And I was thinking about it the other day, actually, and actually one of the first songs, maybe a year ago or something, I felt like I'd like unlocked a little hatch in how to write songs when I learned how to play You Got a Friend by Carole King.
Oh, I love Carole King.
It's so good, that song.
Tapestry is such an amazing album.
Isn't so it? Beautiful.
It's amazing.
And to kind of to see how she constructs it, like technically on the piano and stuff, that's really interesting.
And that how was rude like of me. Did you want a chocolate eyeball?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very addictive, so
don't
be
have the
careful.
Unwrapped one because I've been holding it and they're not eating it.
Be careful because they're really addictive and it makes your mouth quite sticky.
I thought you were
going
to be careful because an eyeball, you know, like do a Halloweeny thing, which you didn't.
Be careful.
Gungy.
That's your job to do that.
Sorry.
To be that kooky. I just wanted to quickly shout out Gail at Shantz is listening now while at work. Awkward emoji. So she's being naughty at work just to listen to us guys. So
FUBA, you don't want to be caught listening to FUBA at work.
Yeah. You definitely don't. It's definitely not safe for work. It's definitely not safe for work. So, as your name is blank, I've made a special game for you.
Okay.
I will give you a clue by playing this little theme tune. Blank, blank, blankety, blank, blankety, blank, 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 blankety, blank, blankety, blank, blankety, blank. With your hosts, Harriet Rose and Laura Dockrill.
That's right. I don't know how to play it. No, I do. I got... No, okay.
You
I
do know.
I do.
I had the same... Basically, I came up with the idea today and I was like, oh my God.
I love my own brain.
I am fantastic. And then I just told myself I was fantastic for like 10 to 15 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I should probably Google what the game is.
Right.
Because I couldn't really remember what it was either. So the aim of the game is...
Fill in the blanks, right?
Yes. But I've sort of slightly changed it... Show off,
cocky.
Yeah, let's see.
All right, cocky.
Let's see how much you win.
With his legs crossed out, playing the blanks. I think, right. Oh, sorry about you.
Cock okay. of the eyebrow.
Yeah, Jesus. All right.
So I've changed it. It's all going to be musical themed, and the aim of the game is you fill the blank in with the most ridiculous thing, and you guys are going fight to the death of who's got the best ridiculous blank. Okay.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Say no more.
So, right. No, tell me.
This is us all over anyway.
Have you got... Are you feeling okay? Are you all right?
Scented?
No. Oh, I wish it was. Although Abby's given you a special... Because that's her special gel pen. So she really likes you. She only gives her special gel pens out to people she likes.
Oh.
That's just a little preview of what happens if if you do a good one.
Okay.
Wait, so okay, the first one.
So what we write?
I don't know. I literally. Oh, you know, this is your game, apparently.
I'm also going to ask you to name the song. And trust me, Daddy, if you don't get these, trust me, Daddy, you know, like.
Yeah, Skepta. Trust me, Daddy.
Exactly. Go, 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 go. Go, Shorty. It's your blank.
Birthday.
It's your blank.
50 cent.
Go shorty. It's your birthday.
Come on.
Party like it's your birthday. We're gonna drink.
Where are we? Where are we?
In the club.
There we go. 50 cent in the club. That's the name of the song.
Between. I got that exactly the same time as you.
Yeah. No, you both got it right. All
yeah,
right.
Sweet.
Don't fight, guys. Okay. So I
want. You're gonna write down anyway.
Yeah. Write it down. So what is your blank? Go 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 shorty. It's your blank. Oh, this is exciting.
Okay.
Okay. And when you're ready. Laura looks like she's taking a little bit longer than them. She is. This is her job, though, so she's got to pull the stops out here. She okay. knows she does.
Okay. Her job is blankety blank.
Yeah, yeah. Did you not know? She's the new. She's replacing Terry Wogan, Paul O'Grady.
No. Look. No, it's
and Paul O'Grady did it as well in
what?
Drag.
Are you
okay. What was Paul O'Grady's alter ego? She's amazing.
Oh,
Lily Savage.
Lily Savage.
One of the best, Lily Savage.
So
I hate that she's not out and about anymore.
I love Lily Savage.
Yeah.
Really amazing.
Want her to be back in our lives.
Oh, this is hard. Go, go, go,
okay,
go.
Okay, let me do it again. Go, 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 go. Go, shorty. It's your...
I'm changing.
First name. First thing that comes into your head, not name.
Wait, what? Are you still doing that, aren't you?
Yeah,
I changed it.
Okay.
Oh, I don't
who's gonna
like
go first?
It. It's
no,
really
you've got to do it. You've got to just go for it, babe. It's the first
right.
thing.
Okay, okay. It's just like, you know, it's just the pressure.
What, have I got it wrong?
No, no. You can go first.
In terms of what?
Tell me what your word is, and oh. I'm gonna judge who's the best one.
Birthday.
No, you've misconstrued the game there, babe.
You acted so cocky like you knew this game.
No, the aim of the game is that you don't say the word that it actually is. You say a word that
I've
you've
missed
got,
the point of the game,
yeah.
haven't I?
But I'll give you a point for getting the lyric right. Okay,
I
Laura.
I was like, why is she having such
Laura,
time?
I put post office.
You win. Way! So what? Let's sing that. Go, 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 Shardy. It's your post office.
Got a real ring to it.
I, ooh. Like that.
He hates me. He
yeah, because,
like he, hates
because
me.
He did the game wrong. I understand
now,
it's hard.
Now you can win it back.
Okay, okay you can win it back now.
Very cocky.
So, this is a good one. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken...
Well, it probably is.
What song is that,
yeah, what
actually?
Song is that?
One of the greatest musicians of all time that sadly passed away last year.
Quite a few.
It's a life on
Mars. Oh, is it Life on Mars? Yeah. I should have got that. God, we're both embarrassing ourselves.
No, I read it, so it's difficult to know what it is.
What about when that one from Steps went on Buzzcocks and she didn't even know the lyrics to Tragedy and that was her own song?
Oh, that is...
And even when I was little, really? I was like, whoa.
You need to get a grip. That's what you should have said to her. So, guys, okay. I want a blank after this. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken blank. Best word you can think of that is not the word. Not the word, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I understand the game now.
Okay. Go on then.
Guys, go. Quick fire.
Post office.
Eyeballs.
I'm afraid Laura Dockrell wins again. You can't just copy Laura's answers.
We'll see. We'll
okay.
see.
Okay. I know what the next one's going to be.
Okay.
This is one of my favourite songs of all time. Womanizer, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh, you're a womanizer. Oh, you're a blank baby. So the word is womanizer. You're a blank baby. Okay. You're a something baby.
What song is that?
Womanizer, 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 you, you, you are.
You, you, you are. Womanizer, womanizer, womanizer. Do, 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 do. Dare you try to front? Ah, they're just what you are. Ah. I love that we didn't tell him, we just sang it at him.
Both
what
really
is it?
Intensely. With our heads like this.
Okay, so what's
Britney
the blank
Spears,
again?
Womanizer. So it's womanizer, woman. Okay, womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh, womanizer. Oh, you're a blank. That's your word.
You end it on blank.
Yeah.
And then it says baby.
Yeah. See, she's catching me out there because I just couldn't be bothered to say baby. Here we go, guys. Yeah. Quick fire. Laura, you can go first then.
Little cute.
Little cute?
Baby.
What's that? Oh! Also, good knowledge of the lyrics. So
thank you.
So that's womanizer, woman, womanizer, you're a womanizer. Oh, womanizer. Oh, you're a little cute baby.
Could you imagine? You're a little cute baby.
You're a little cute baby.
What have you put then?
Radio presenter.
I don't know about your imagination.
But that's okay. That's okay. We don't. This is not the judgment room. Okay.
I didn't know I was playing a game. I just came to sing a song.
Neither did I.
Okay.
Anyway,
here's a good one.
Go on.
I was busy thinking about blank.
I was busy thinking about. Okay.
Do you know the song? Charlie XCX, Boys.
Okay.
I was busy thinking about boys. Boys. But not boys, blank. So what were you busy thinking about, blank? Deeply confusing this game, isn't it?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. Oh, this is a time. Just to let you know, Laura's winning quite a landslide here.
So I could just do nothing.
See if that works.
Oh, okay, that pays.
I might come down to a last round where it's either one or the other, so you never know how I'm going to play it.
Could go sudden death. Or I could turn it round. Who knows?
Yeah, you never know. We've only got one more, though, after this.
Ah, so I can't.
Okay.
Ready?
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Who?
I was busy thinking about how I was going to find the end to the sellotape.
That's quite good, actually.
That is hard. it's my first annoying. Ever tooth that came out when I was little, you know, when it was wobbly, came out because I bit sellotape and it was dangling on there. Like, I bit it like this, and then I ripped it off, and I was like, stop, that is my tooth.
You're literally making me, that partially made me gag then.
Okay.
What's your blank blank?
TFL.
I was busy thinking about TFL.
TFL.
I like that. Especially I actually am going to give that to you.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry.
I knew it. I knew I had that one as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, but he's got to win one, otherwise he'll go. It. He'll go completely demeaned, and he won't feel good about himself.
He's got that, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to. You know, we're going to finish on another Britney because I like Britney. What
me too.
It?
Me too. Me too.
Britney Spears. This is a track that you should know. I hope. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still blank, 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 blank.
Oh, it's a lot of blanks. Yeah.
Okay. I want five blanks. My loneliness is killing me.
You did two blanks for one word, right? Believe.
Yeah, yeah. So it was it's two syllables, but you can have it as two words if you like.
Sorry, I'm just getting technical.
Yeah. No, that's okay. You're a musician. You can be technical.
Oh, it's still believe. Still believe. All right.
Oh, man. He takes it seriously. That's what I love.
Yeah, we knew that, though.
I still...
He's a serious musician.
I still...
Come on, guys. We've only got 5 minutes left of the show. So we need to get a good one in the last one. My loneliness. Right, I'm giving you 2 seconds. 1, 2. Laura Dockrell, go.
Oh, I haven't got it. I just wrote half a K.
Okay. That's yours then. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, K.
It's not even a K, it's the K from K.
Okay, blank.
Struggled to find the answer.
Oh, why is it?
Because that actually
I
works.
Must confess, I still struggle to find the answer.
Oh, do you know what? That's actually good.
Well
done.
We'll give you that. You win that.
No, you just...
Well done, both of you. You were fantastic.
That actually would work.
Now, guys, we're coming to the end of the show, which is really sad. Laura, you've been incredible. This has been amazing. Before we go blank, I wanted to just chat a little bit about your music. Tell us what's coming up. Have you got new songs coming out? Are you doing any gigs that we can go and watch?
We have, yeah. We've got a show on the 16th of November.
Fabulous. Where's that going to be?
In Peckham at the Nines.
Oh, sick.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic venue.
It is. And it's sat down. It's really like moody.
Tell you what, I love a sit down. Crikey, I can't stand in gigs anymore.
No, yeah, do you know it's what I mean? It's a lovely setup that. You have there. Yeah.
Thank you for doing that for people. I'm going to come.
Oh, that's okay.
Should
I
we
sit
go
down
together?
As well.
Oh, I'd love you to come. Down. It's so nice.
I like sitting no down gigs. Do you do sit down wheeze as well? Because boy, that's not a question for but obviously we can't do.
I once saw my dad do a sit down wee. Oh my god, my eyes.
Yeah, but it's
they
like
sprung out of my.
You were
head.
Like, how's that work? It works. But that comes with age. You want to do sit
and
down
wee. We can eventually wee standing up if you practice. Girls can I standing
don't,
up.
Don't think I want to. If that's okay.
Logistical nightmare.
So we can catch you on the did you say 15th of November?
16th
of November at Peckham. At
the Nines.
Nines.
Yeah.
Guys, it's been a total pleasure. Thank you so
Thanks
much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Just to finish off our game, we'll just obviously finish it with a little bit of. Blankety blank. Blankety blank.
You should do a cover of this.
You should do a cover of this at the Nines. Blankety blank. Blankety blank.
Just drop it a little, make it a little lower.
Drop it like it's hot. Now I'm going to finish with a straight up banger that's going up in the charts like nobody's business. This is Portugal the Man. Have you heard this track?
No.
You might recognise it. It's called Feel It Still. You guys have been a pleasure. Laura, please come back every week.
I will.
I love you. This has been amazing. And thank you so much, Blank, for coming in the studio.
Thank you.
Peckham, 16th of November. Bye, Laura. Can you give us some bye words?
Bye.
You keep my hands on myself.